Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $256 million. Make sure to visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A Greene County man in southwest Missouri has been charged with abusing his 8-year-old daughter. 33-year-old Kenneth Davis faces felony neglect of a child. Prosecutors say he's also a suspect in the suspicious death of a 2-year-old girl in May. 46 immigrants representing 21 countries became citizens during a naturalization ceremony yesterday at the Old Courthouse in St. Louis. The event was put on by the U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services and the U.S. Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. There are important precautions to take if you're planning to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks at home. Rick Hoffman, who owns Hoffman Family Fireworks near southeast Missouri's Cape Girardeau, has been dealing in the trade for 50 years. He says it's important to know that fireworks that fail to discharge are still dangerous.
Even if all the fireworks go off, do not move them from where they're at until the following morning. Many of these fireworks will have a spark or so inside. They may ignite later on.
Some form of fireworks are allowed in towns such as Northwest Missouri, St. Joseph, while larger cities mostly prohibit them. Missouri State Troopers will be visible on the state's waterways today and on the 4th of July, enforcing boating laws and helping where needed. Highway Patrol Captain John Hott says the 4th of July holiday is one of the busiest boating holidays of the year.
We always encourage people, if alcohol is going to be part of their celebration, to make sure and designate a sober operator of that boat.
Hott says there were 9 boating crashes in Missouri during the 2017 holiday, which included 1 fatality. One person also drowned last year. Captain Hott also tells Missouri Net it's illegal to discharge fireworks from a boat. He also notes tomorrow night's fireworks display will attract many more boaters at night. A Joplin man in southwest Missouri has been arrested after being accused of chasing another man with a taser. 23-year-old Richard Schofield was arrested yesterday after the victim reported being chased by Schofield, who was wielding a small black flashlight equipped with a stun gun. An officer with the Washington Police Department in eastern Missouri was taken to a hospital after assisting a drug overdose patient. Detective Mike Wisbaum used rescue breathing to help circulate Narcan into a man's sinuses, but believes he inhaled a powerful version of fentanyl in the process. For 6 months, 25 years ago, the Great Flood of 1993 ravaged areas along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers in the Show Me State. Scott Watson with the National Weather Service says the flood was highly unusual because various portions of waterways in the region were above flood stage for up to 3 months and rainfall was almost nonstop.
There was a point in time from mid to late summer where we had around 40 days straight of rainfall.
You're listening to Missouri Net News.